Well, Nancy, it's funny how these things work, but recently I just was rhapsodizing to you about a new chicken recipe that I came across, and then you sent me one, too. And as far as I know, you have not made the recipe I was telling you about, and I know I haven't made the one you were telling me about. So today, I think this food for thought should be dueling chicken recipes.
I have every intention, Stein, of making your recipe, which is from Lynn Rossetto Casper, right? You want to talk about exactly what that recipe is?
I will. I'll just give a little synopsis because I'm going to post it on the website at kplu.org. Just click on food and you can see it. But this is from her wonderful cookbook, The Italian Country Table, and it's called Baking Day Chicken. And just to give you a brief idea, I'm not going to go through the whole recipe. You take chicken thighs, the skinless chicken thighs, and then you pack them in this herb mix. And the herb mix, if I can remember it all, is like 8 fresh leaves of sage. There's rosemary, there's basil, there's parsley, there's garlic, and probably some other stuff too. I can't quite remember. And mix that with a little olive oil, and you pack the chicken thighs in that, covered, and it's overnight. They sit overnight, and then the whole thing is cooked in the oven, and it's absolutely amazingly delicious. You can see the recipe at kplu.org. Just click on food. That was my part of the dueling chickens. What's yours?
Well, you know, I bought some chicken thighs, some really nice plump ones, thinking that I was going to make your chicken, and I had the time to do it. But of course, as you said, it's one of those deals that's an overnight gig. I didn't have the time. So instead, I grabbed the recipe that I adore that ran in the Seattle Times this fall. It's from Gourmet Today, the latest gourmet cookbook. And it's considered one of Ruth Reichel's favorite recipes for spiced chicken. Her recipe calls for, I think, using a whole chicken broken down. I use chicken thighs because, as we both know, that's the juiciest part. And I kept the skin on because it's bad for you and I love it. And what you do is make a simple paste out of chili powder, cumin, coriander, cinnamon, pepper, salt, and a little bit of oil. Now, I actually took some whole seeds. I use whole cumin. I used whole coriander and ground them myself because that makes
better.
It nice and fresh.
Always better.
But honest to God, the whole thing took, the prep time on this dish took 10 minutes, including, you know, grinding some of the spices myself, and you smear that on the thighs. You cook them on the stove for, I think, you know, a little less than 10 minutes, throw them in the oven, and cook them at a very high heat, 450 degrees, for a short time. I mean, in less than 45 minutes, I had an amazing, amazing dinner on the table.
Well, I'm definitely going to try yours. The lovely and talented Cheryl DeGroote says this is one of the best things I've ever made. I'm tending to agree. So we both have dueling chickens to have a little bit of fun with.
And I was so impressed with this chicken dish, which was the second time I made it, that I put the recipe on my blog. And I hope people make that. I insist that people make it because it's so simple and it couldn't be more delicious. And the whole house smelled fabulous. And even the next day, made into chicken salad, it was a killer.
Well, you'll find a link to Nancy's blog where you can find that recipe at kplu.org. And at the same place, kplu.org, just click on food and you'll find the recipe I'm talking about from the Italian Country Table. It's absolutely wonderful. Two great ways to cook some chicken. And maybe next week we can talk about some favorite pork recipes that'll make you
squeal, squeal.
Support for Food for Thought comes from Ponte Seafood Grill. I'm Dick Stein.